Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a health care provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
And now live in this studio, it's the All Paws Pet Talk Call-In Radio Show with a valuable knowledge and expertise of our panel guests. Ready to take your calls. Listen for the phone number so you may call in live. Take it away, panel.
Welcome back to Smart Pet Talk. I'm your host today, Dr. Carol Osborne. I'm a veterinarian. I'm filling in for your normal host, Deb Wolf, today. We welcome your questions. We love for you to email your questions into us at allpawspettalk.com. Just scroll about halfway down the page. Put your question in. If you'd like to speak to a particular person, just indicate that, and we will address your questions on the air. And our first guest today, Stacy Mantle. Welcome, Stacy. Stacy, are you with us? Well, I think we're having a little technical glitch, but Stacy is a pet lifestyle specialist. She's a best-selling author and the founder of PetsWeekly.com. Her work has been featured in all kinds of places, including Cat Fancy and Pet Age. She's got an international audience, and I think we are now ready to welcome Stacy to Smart Pet Talk. Hi, Stacy.
Hello, Dr. Carol. Thank you for having me. Can you hear me okay?
Welcome back to Smart Pet Talk. So what can you share with us today as far as what you're finding is a hot topic in the pet market?
Well, you know, September is disaster preparedness month. I can't even say that word. It's so hard to say. So it's all about preparing your pets for disaster and preparing yourself, you know, I mean, in the event of an emergency, a fire, a hurricane. So we're talking about different ways that you can prepare your pets, how you can doctor, I need to find the name, but they are offering some free products to put into your go bag, which is really nice, first aid products. And I will find that. And so, yeah, lots of things going on.
So tell me, what are the most important steps that a pet owner can take to prepare for a potential disaster?
Well, you know, it really depends on the disaster. The most important thing you can do is have your pet records and your IDs all together. So make sure that you have all your records together and in a bag that has duplicates of everything your pet's going to need to be safe during an emergency. A carrier, make sure that your carrier is safe and easy to transport. Your pets are willing and able to go in there quickly, and you have all their bug out bag ready to go.
And as far as your bug out bag, or what most of us refer to as a little first aid kit, what are the primary factors that most people want to put in that first aid kit, whether it's a dog or a cat?
Well, there's a lot of things. You know, the first thing you need to include is make sure that you have extra food and water, obviously, in a bowl, and the basic stuff. But you should also have your 3 to 5 day supply of medication for your pet. So if they're on any type of certain types of medication, make sure that you have an extra stockpile that you can keep in your first aid kit. An extra collar and leash, which people don't think of putting in a first aid kit, but you often need it. A muzzle is always a good idea just in case. Many shelters require that you have your pet muzzled, even if they're not a danger. So it's always good to have one in there. You know, besides the typical first aid supplies that you're going to need, I always keep some basic Neosporin because it can be used across species. And I try to make sure that my first aid kit can be used not only for my pet, but for myself. So
Absolutely. Now let's see. You mentioned a giveaway. And little pet product giveaways. Can you share some of that information with our pet-loving listeners?
You bet. I need to find it, and I apologize for this. I should have had it ready.
There well, that's okay.
I'm not on my game as much today. Hold on 1 second, and I'll pull it up. It's on. Oh, gosh, I should not. Dr. Emmo's. Okay, so if you go to DrEmmo's.com, DrEmmo's.com. They're sending out free samples of their wound care spray and also their wound care gel and wash. And you can get a pocket size sample for free. It's you just pay shipping. I think it's like $3. And there's a link on examiner.com, Phoenix Pet News. And you can also go to dremels.com and download it there. And it's throughout the entire month of September. So it's a really good deal.
Yeah. You know, September is also the month where we recognize dogs that, that serve in the military, you know, the working dogs in our armed forces. Can you share any information with our viewers about that?
Oh, working dogs, yes. Oh, my gosh, it's such an awesome topic. You know, we have several articles up on that. We have – I'm totally off my game today, and I apologize for that. we actually had just talked with a service dog group that we're going to be interviewing this upcoming week, and they go in and take rescue dogs from the reservation, a lot of these animal dogs or dogs that have been abandoned out there. And they train them to be service dogs for soldiers with PTSD, which is such a valuable service. So we'll be talking about that particular rescue probably next week. And it's called Soldier's Friend.
Soldier's Friend. And what are some of the things that people back here in the U.S. can do if they would like to help some of these military working dogs?
Well, you know, the biggest thing is to help the rescues that are focused on this type of work. Soldier's Best Friend is a really great one. There's many that are out there. There's many that are taking in retired service dogs even and looking for homes for them. So really I think the best thing you can do is work through the rescues since they really know what they're doing, and they are always looking for foster parents and people that can take and puppy raise one of these dogs. They usually take them at a year old and run them through an entire training series. And it's just a lot of socialization, you know, to make sure that they have the right match for each soldier. So I think if you could volunteer your time as a foster parent or a puppy raiser or even just financially assist some of these groups, it's always such a valuable service.
Yeah. Now, Stacy, that's wonderful information. And for our All Paws Pet Talk loving listeners, how can they find out more information about you and about what you offer?
Oh, yes. Come visit us at petsweekly.com. We're kind of the formal site for pet information and just general multi-species households. If you have more than one animal in your house and it happens to be a dog and a cat or a ferret and a bird and a couple of dogs, we're the place for you. We do giveaways and just treat our pets like family. So visit us at petsweekly.com.
And is there any kind of a direct contact number that you'd like to share with our listeners?
No, not really. There's pretty much you can find us online. That's the best way to go about it. That's where you're going to get all the great information.
So everything that you want to know about Stacy is at petsweekly.com. And she's emphasizing disaster preparedness. And gosh, we've had so many disasters lately from hurricanes and earthquakes and floods, you name it. So that's very valuable advice, well taken. And again, for those of you that want to know more about Stacy and read some of her wonderful articles, just visit petsweekly.com. I'm your host today. I'm Carol Osborne. I'm an integrative veterinarian from Chagrin Falls, Ohio, and we welcome pet questions. We offer pet health consultations for dogs and cats. Give our office a call toll-free at 866-372-2765. I'm your host, Dr. Carol Osborne. And don't move. Stay tuned to Smart Pet Talk because we're going to be right back after a brief break with more exciting guests.
I'm your doggy.
I'm your doggy.
And I love you.
And
you know that I really do.
Hey, pet lovers, please listen up. I want to introduce to you Nature's Logic, the most natural full-line pet food ever made, and here's why. Nature's Logic is made with a variety of high-quality proteins, such as beef, chicken, lamb, and venison. You will never find any synthetic vitamins, minerals, or anything else synthetic in Nature's Logic. Only real nutritional foods, such as dried blueberries, apples, carrots, cranberries, spinach, and almonds. Foods loaded with natural vitamins and minerals, as made by nature, not a chemist. Nature's Logic is committed to providing the highest quality and safest nutrition for the furry members of your family. So, folks, here's what I want you to do. Visit the Nature's Logic website at naturslogic.com and find a store near you. Nature's Logic can be found in many independent stores throughout Colorado, New Mexico, and Wyoming. So do your pets a favor and start feeding them Nature's Logic and treat them to the very best. Nature's Logic is truly 100% natural, the way pet foods should be.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo, healthy.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat-treated to help retain all the natural, rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 3395. Put your pet on the path to good health.
Normal host Deb Wolf, and we welcome all of our pet loving listeners to Smart Animal Talk, part of the All Paws Pet Talk Radio Network. And we are talking about pets, all kinds of pets. So if you've got a pet, a dog, a cat, a horse, gosh, even a chicken, just log on to allpawspettalk.com, scroll about halfway down the homepage, go ahead and give us your question and your name. If you have a specific person that you'd like to speak with, just let us know, and we'll put you on the air and we'll get your question answered. So give us a call. And, you know, people have all kinds of pets. And one of the latest crazes, believe it or not, is chickens. And here with us today to talk about the latest rage in chickens is Scott Stankus. Welcome to the show, Scott.
Thank you for having me.
Well, we're delighted to have you. And I know that you are the operations specialist for eggcartons.com. And I have to ask you, as a veterinarian, what is the rage with chickens as pets?
Well, you know, we've been in business now 13 years, and in the last 4 years, it's just exploded. And I think a lot of it has to do with sustainability becoming more and more popular. And, you know, you can't beat a chicken as a pet. It's the best pet to have. It gives you breakfast every day.
So now, when you're talking about a chicken as a pet, are people buying chickens to keep them in their house and love them as they would a dog or a cat? Or help our listeners understand this, and myself too, just a little more clearly.
Okay. Actually, that is very right. People are buying chickens as pets. In fact, almost everyone who works here has chickens, and they all have names. One of our coworkers has the chickens will come right in the house and then just, you know, can come in and out through the doggy door, and they're treated as pets. Celebrities are even carrying chickens around just like they would lap dogs, and bringing them everywhere, taking them shopping. So yes, it's very much a pet, just like would be a dog or a cat.
So now, How do people go about potty training a chicken?
Well, it's interesting. I'm not 100% sure if you can really potty train a chicken. You can train a chicken to do many things. But there are different things. Like, there are chicken diapers out there. We don't carry – that's one of the items we don't carry on our site, but you can get them. Diapers for chickens.
Diapers for chickens. Well, now tell me, diapers. what are the things that chicken owners train their chickens to actually do?
Well, you can actually – well, one of the first things you do is when you have chickens is to show them where to lay and where – so that way you don't end up with eggs all over the yard or all – you know, in potted plants. I've heard that. Or actually, I had one customer who said, have one chicken. He puts a pair of boots outside in the barn, his muck boots, and he always finds an egg in there every now and then. Don't know why, but it's like – that's one of the first things you can train a chicken to do. People also train their chickens to just come to them, and when they take chickens to shows for ribbon purposes, it's two chicken shows. It's called the Poultry Fancy, and they can have their chickens graded, and so it's like you can pick them up. They'll walk around. They will follow you around all day. I've had customers who talk about their each chicken having their own personality, their own unique personality. To them, so it's like they're just as just as a dog or a cat would.
So now, what do you think is the single best thing about having a chicken as a pet?
I said it earlier before. It's a breakfast. It's the only pet that will your dog can bring you the paper, but your chicken can give you eggs every day. And I think that's the best thing that a chicken can do for you.
Sure.
And now, also.
Go ahead.
Okay. I was just going to say they're great at eliminating pests, too, because a chicken will eat every bug in the yard. So if you have ants, ticks, any kind of bugs, they will pick your garden clean of any bugs that would have eaten your vegetables, and they'll take care of that. And that's one of the great things about having chickens.
Huh. Now, what's the average number of chickens that a chicken owner would have?
Well, we have customers that have 2 to 3 chickens.
Uh-huh.
And those are really the ones that you would see, like, they let them come in the house and come and go as you please. We have customers that have 10 or more. We have customers that have hundreds. But you can have any amount. It's always recommended to have more than 1 or 2 because they are a social animal and they do better in a group. So I recommend the minimum be 2 or 3 chickens. That way they have, they can form a flock together. But it's like anywhere from 2 to 3 on up.
And what's, is it expensive to buy a chicken? How do the cost factors range?
Well, in terms of buying the chicken, that's pretty much the only thing we don't carry on our site is the chicken and the egg. You can go to different hatcheries and get chickens. And it really depends on the bird that you're buying. There are very rare breeds that can cost hundreds of dollars just,
wow,
just for the eggs to hatch. Or
sure,
you can spend a minimum of $25. Most hatcheries, the minimum order is $25. And that'll get you $25 worth of chickens, depending on which breed you're looking at.
And what is the most popular breed or breeds as you see it?
Well, as I see it, a lot of people like the Rhode Island Reds and the Silkies. The Silkies are very, very popular. What a Silkie is that their feathers are so fine, it looks like fluffy hair, and they're very cute. And then there's the Araucana chickens, which they actually lay blue and green eggs. They're called the Easter egg chicken. They lay different color eggs, and people find that fascinating.
Wow. So how much space does someone need to raise a chicken? What is a general idea on that?
Well, you don't need too much space to raise chickens. You just need to be able to make a coop so they have some place to go to at night. And you can do that with a small shack, or I've even seen those plastic kids' playhouses converted into coops after their kids have grown up.
Sure.
But then you just need to be able to let them roam. We sell tractors on our website that are like day pens for chickens, and it only takes up about 5 feet by 6 feet, and you can move it all around the yard. That way they can't, peck at the grass or be in one place too long. And that's about all you need. You really don't need a huge backyard. Most towns and cities are becoming more accepting of chickens. They just usually they don't allow you to have a rooster because a rooster tends to crow and then you got noise complaints.
Well, Scott, here's what we're going to do. We've got a station break coming up and Scott's going to join us as soon as we come back from our upcoming brief station break. For those of you that would like to know more about Scott and raising chickens, you can visit eggcartons.com. I'm your host today on Smart Animal Talk, a division of the All Paws Pet Talk Radio Network. Log on to our website, allpawspettalk.com. Let us know what your questions are and who you'd like to speak with, and we'll put you on the air and we'll get your questions answered. So stay with us. Don't move. Keep your radio tuned in, and we will be right back after this brief station break with Scott, and we'll be talking more about chickens as the newest, hottest pet in town.
Does your dog have muddy, dirty paws? Well, here's your answer. The Paw Wash cleans dog's paws fast and easy. Just insert your dog's paw and leg into the device and pump up and down. The Paw Wash's unique hourglass design creates a suction of power that pulls that dirt, mud, sand, or salt off the paw and leg, and it stays in the device. You can clean all four paws in a little over a minute with just one fill. For retail or online sales, go to www.thepawwash.com. That's www.thepawwash.com.
Get in on the fun and the rewards of caring for animals as a professional. Train to be a pet groomer or a veterinary assistant at the Florida Institute of Animal Arts. Turn your love for animals into a lifelong career. There are thousands of jobs in the growing professions of pet groomer and veterinary assistant. We help place graduates. Ask about tuition financing. The Florida Institute of Animal Arts, Winter Park, 407-869-PETS. On the web at myfiaa.com.
Carol Osborne, an integrative veterinarian for dogs and cats from Chagrin Falls, Ohio, and we are talking chickens. We're talking chickens with Scott Stankus, a specialist from eggcartons.com. Welcome back to the show, Scott.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Well, you know, now that we're talking about chickens, let's tell our listeners what they need to know about chicken health. Supplies for chickens. What are the major health issues in chickens, and what are the primary elements health-wise that someone would need to purchase in order to set up a chicken operation or just for chickens as pets?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, actually, there. In terms of the health of chickens, it's usually the only thing that you end up dealing with sometimes is pecking. When you have a group of chickens that have just started out, or if you're integrating the birds into the flock, the term pecking order is very much a real thing because basically if you're new, then you're at the bottom, and the other birds will let you know that. And there's a couple different things that you can do to stop pecking because sometimes it can get overly aggressive and the chicken can get hurt. And so, and you would use different deterrents for it. Like we sell a spray that can actually go on the, you can spray on the birds. It's basically like a pepper spray, and it actually keeps the other birds away from the bird getting picked on so he has time to recover and get acclimated. In terms of chicken health, you just want to make sure that they have enough to eat and calcium, and you want to make sure you have proper ventilation in your coop. Ventilation is very important because you want to make sure with chickens that, you know, droppings do happen, and you don't want ammonia buildup because then that can make the birds sick, and egg production would stop. And it's also very unhealthy for you as well, going in and out of the coop if there's ammonia buildup. So as long as the coops are well ventilated, there's usually not too much of a problem health-wise.
You know, I mean, as a veterinarian, I know working with swine and pigs, the ammonia from their feces is so toxic that it does in fact represent a severe health threat to people. Is that a similar situation in chickens with respect to the ammonia and the fecal buildup?
Yeah. It depends on how many chickens you have and how small of a space to fill up. But yeah, it can be very dangerous for both people as well as chickens.
So what's the best way to keep the nest clean?
There are many different products out there. Like one item that we sell is a barn odor digester, which actually dries up all the feces. Also, is a disinfectant as well, and it does very well with keeping things clean. And then just daily maintenance. You want to make sure you keep the coop clean. When you have the laying nest, a chicken will tend to roost in the nest every now and then. So you want to clean out your nest every once in a while. I actually don't recommend using straw. Many people, you know, the age-old, you know, straw in the nest. But what happens is when chickens, you know, their feces don't really they get the hay wet, and then if you don't clean it out right away, it can be a big problem, and it causes a big mess once the hay gets wet because it just lays there in clumps. We actually sell nesting pads made out of Excelsior fiber with a paper bottom, so the droppings never really get on the nest, and you can actually shake them out like carpet. And they can't roost and send the fibers everywhere like hay because it's all glued to the paper. So that's definitely one way to help keep your coop clean.
Now, on something like that, is that something where you change it daily or weekly or monthly? Or, you know, what's your best recommendation for a potential purchaser?
Okay. Well, if you're using the pads, you can actually clean them out every day or every other day, depending on how bad they get. You want to, as you're collecting your eggs, you just keep an eye on it. And what you would do is you can actually take the pads out and shake them free. You can kind of, for lack of a better term, beat them like an old rug and get the feces free. And then you can reuse a pad for up to a month, or you could peel away the bad layers because it's very thick. And it provides a great protection for the eggs inside the nest as well.
Huh. And now, so if someone wants to get started with chickens as pets, or, you know, just going into the whole business and raising the eggs and the whole thing, what are the best products that you recommend, if you could explain that a little bit to our listeners, for someone to get started in the chicken business?
Okay. Well, the first thing you're going to need is, one, you get your chickens, and you can get them from, there are hundreds of hatcheries in America, and you want to make sure that when you're buying the chickens that you have them sexed, because you try to avoid getting roosters, because what happens is sometimes people will go to buy chickens for pets or, you know, to start the hobby, and then they end up with roosters and they don't know what to do with them, and because most cities and towns will not allow you to have a rooster. So just keep in mind when you're buying the chickens at first that, you know, you kind of want to just get all hens if possible. And then you would just need a coop or something to make a coop out of, like a shack or any kind of resident. We actually sell pens that you can use as a starting point. And then you buy the nest. Now, for every nest hole, it can about 5 chickens per nest hole. So that's where they go and lay the eggs. And that's very important for them to have. So for every about 5 chickens you have, you would need 1 or 2 nests. And we actually sell those as well. We have them in metal and wood, and that way they have a place, a safe place to lay their eggs. and then you would need a pen. I always recommend some people free range their chickens, but if you're in an urban environment or your neighbors are close by or, you know, you're in the woods, you're going to want to protect them from predators during the daytime. So I recommend an outside pen. We have a couple different options on our website, one of them being a 6-foot chicken tractor. It's basically it's a day pen for chickens, so they can be outside. But you don't have to keep an eye on them all the time because they can't roam around and nothing can get go out and get, you know, come in and get them.
Yeah, and I'm curious, what for the ratio, what ratio of males to females do you recommend?
Most of the time, depending on your city ordinance, just all females, no males. The only time you would need a rooster, I mean, if you have a big property and there's no laws against having a rooster, you, and you want to have a rooster, some people do that because then they end up getting fertile eggs and hatchable eggs, so then you can start hatching your own eggs at home. We sell a wide variety of incubators for that. Most of the time, though, you're only allowed to have hens, and there's nothing wrong with that. In fact, a hen, when there's no rooster present, usually what will happen is a hen will stop laying eggs and take over the role of being the rooster. It's very interesting that that happens. So you might have one bird that you're realizing doesn't lay eggs, but that bird has taken over the role of being the protector, and you will notice that all the other birds in the flock will follow that hen around.
Huh. Now, what is the average – a couple of questions. What's the average lifespan of a chicken?
It depends on the breed, but I've heard of chickens lasting, as far as, you know, 10, 12 years old, sometimes 15. Again, it's how well they're fed. Backyard chickens are usually the best chickens because they're not, you know, they're well cared for. So the eggs that you get from a backyard chicken are always twice the size of what you would see in the grocery store because they're being, they're well fed. So over the course of time, it's like chickens can have a very long life expectancy.
Wow. And the average time for eggs to incubate and hatch out?
Let's see. That is about 28 days or so. And what you want to do is you would get the eggs you get fertile eggs and you put them in the incubator. And then after a few days, you would be able to candle them to see if any of them are actually fertile and remove them from there. And then there's a process of about 28 days or so before when the eggs go from incubation to hatch. You would take out the egg turner, lay the eggs down, and then they'll start coming through. We've actually hatched them here in the office when we were testing out the new incubator that we came out with. We tested chicken eggs as well as quail eggs. We hatched over 80 quail eggs right here in the office.
Well, that sounds fantastic. And, Scott, our time has run out. But for those of you that would like more information, visit eggcartons.com. Scott, is there a phone number that you'd like to give out?
Oh, yes. It's 1-888-852-5340.
Well, thank you very much, Scott. We've got a brief station break coming up. Stay tuned to Smart Animal Talk. I'm your host, Dr. Carol Osborne, and we're going to be right back on the All Paws Pet Talk Radio Network after this brief station break.
I'm your doggy,
I'm your doggy,
and I love you,
and I love you,
and you know that
I really do.
As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.
Our dogs are part of our family, an integral part of our lives, providing comfort, exercise, and companionship. All too often, however, this relationship is tested through dog naughtiness and general poor behavior. Our dog does not come when called, digs the garden, and many other issues that create frustration and a break in the relationship we seek. You love him, but you don't like him. Today's e-collars, remote trainers, have been developed to help you train your dog and overcome these issues that can result in separation from the family and worse. E-collar technology has been developed to help the everyday dog owner. Collars that set limit on the levels of stimulation and therefore limiting mistakes. If you seek a training aid that will assist you overcome the unwanted issues, e-collar technology products have developed dog training technology for the modern world that uses the lowest levels of distractive stimulus to improve behavior and reduce stress. www.ecollar.com. That's www.ecollar.com.
This is Smart Animal Talk, and I'm your host today. I'm veterinarian Dr. Carol Osborne, and we've been having a great show, and now I've got a real treat for you. I'm going to talk with Vlade, and excuse me if I don't get his name right every time, but he is the Russian dog wizard, and he's fabulous. Vlade, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's my great pleasure and honor to be on your show. I know, Dr. Carol, you are a pioneer in anti-aging medicine and longevity, and of course for the pet, but I'm sure you know you have a tremendous knowledge for the pet owners as well. So I'm very thrilled to be on your show and would love to address any questions you might or your listeners may have.
Well, Vlade, we've got all kinds of questions for you. And the first question I would like to know is, how did you become a dog wizard?
Very simply, by turning most notorious and unruly canines around the world and in America, I gained renowned recognition and kind of became celebrity in this field. The people, thankful pet owners who tried many people before got me into the story, and they saw tremendous results with my behavior modification methods. Call me as the Vladdy 911 Magic Man, or just simply the Dog Wizard.
Now, let's see. You started out in Russia, and what got you to Southern California?
Well, before I got into the Southern California, which I believe is the best place to live in the world, I know you are living yourself in Ohio.
Yes, I'm in Ohio.
Yeah, so that's what I would like to bring that connection, because I know Ohio really well, because it's almost my neighbor, not from Russian point of view, from the Michigan point of view, because American government sent us first to Michigan when we arrived from Soviet Union. And I think, you know, because in Detroit, the gunshot, like a doorbell that time, it was like almost like back in Moscow. So, and it's the same cold weather. So I guess American government were thinking, I will get to know America that way much quicker. So first I moved to the Michigan.
And let me ask you, what is the most common behavioral disorder that people contact you to try to resolve?
I love this question. And I have to tell you, in this country, people, as you all know, because we live in the system of traditional medical system where addressing just the symptoms, not the root cause. So people calling me not just to prevent. See, I'm like European. I like to prevent the problem. I want the people call me with the puppies, with some, you know, some minor things. Let me teach your dog, Vladdy, teach my dog behave, sit, stay, calm down. But Dr. Carol, if I ask those people to the typical person in this country, he will tell me, why I have to train my dog? She or he did not bite anyone else. So people calling me when something jeopardizing their wealth. Something jeopardized their money. They're calling me when the dog become liability. Aggression, number one, and separation anxiety, which is emotional behavioral disease, number two, when the people calling Vladdy for help. And we can talk about this.
Yeah, wow. And what let's address aggressive dogs. What are some of the tips that you can give us as far as why dogs are aggressive? How do we recognize it, and what can we do about it?
I see Dr. Carroll every day. Millions of Americans making their dogs be more aggressive unconsciously and don't even know that by doing three things wrong. Can we ask your listeners to grab the pencil or pen or something so they could write it out? Those three tips, if their dog's a little bit showing some aggressive problems right now, if they will just implement those three tips, they will probably cut their problem between 50 and 80% in the spot. So,
and
I hope they're ready. Yep.
Yeah, what would those three steps be?
Sure. You can write it down too. So, tip number one would be no barking policy. You see, barking for the dogs, it's not just about entertainment. It's not just about inconvenience for the people. It is more than that. When the dog barks, and of course, I can go and describe for you many types of the barking. But let's think about a very simple one. Let's say we pretend I am approaching to the typical house, knock the doors. We don't hear anything because my dogs don't bark. But in the typical household, the dog gonna bark like a Russian AK-47 downtown Beirut nonstop. So some people think it's okay, but in reality, it's not. When the dog barks, he thinks he's in charge. He thinks he's police officer on duty. He thinks he's rooster of the castle. So no barking at all. This is number one tip. Number two, and how you can.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but I have a question because a lot of people get a pet for protection and to hear sounds.
I hate that question. I hate it. And here is why. Because it's Europeans ask me those questions mostly, not Americans too much. Why? Because we understand, but in this country, we live in this so happy society. And it's so easy to overstep, to oversee when the dog from just barking becoming a liability. You know, if the dog will snap someone back in Russia, I guess I would get a couple of bottles of vodka and deal with this situation, but not here. So my point is, do not play with the flame. You know, what is the percentage-wise somebody going to come in your house? You don't keep your money under mattress like back in Russia we did. You keep it in the bank. What the heck are they going to steal from your house? But if you continue play that game, the dog gonna bark, they will snap. Dog who is barking eventually, in most cases, will snap. And the people don't realize it. They never believe it unless that happened. Believe me, that's happening. Tip number two, no sleeping in the bed. Oh, my gosh. This gets me in the most trouble than Dr. Carroll than anything in this world. You tell typical pet owners here, you cannot sleep merry with your dog. Why? You know, I can bring any scientific explanation, explain them, of course, but you know, any elevation body in the vertical direction in the human and canine world is associated with increasing social status. You move them, you allow them go higher vertically. They think they are higher socially. They don't get it. Eventually, I say, well, it's almost like a man or whatever woman, I tell them. If you allow someone to sleep with you in your bed, they're not going to listen to you. They got that really damn quick. So that's tip number two. No jumping on the furniture, no sleeping in the bed. And tip number three would be pulling on the leash. Well, this is how most people walk. I would say their dogs walk. Remember, people, there are just two positions in your relationship with your dog. Or your dog walk you, or you walk your dog. But if your dog will walk you, he will walk all over you in all other aspects of your relationship. Because if he's ahead, he thinks he's the leader. And leaders not give reference to underlings, to the subordinates. That's what my three tips for you.
So no barking, no sleeping in the bed. And no jumping on the furniture,
and no
pulling on the leash. You know, those are three great points that I think will baffle many of us, many of of us, including myself, pet-loving listeners. And what we're going to do, Vlade, is we're going to ask you to stick right with us. We're going to have a brief station break. So I need all of our pet-loving listeners, stay tuned. Don't turn your dial. You're on Smart Animal Pet Talk, part of the All Paws Pet Talk Radio Network. I'm your host today, Dr. Carol Osborne. You can visit me online at carolonpets.com. You can also call our office toll-free at 866-DR-CAROL. That's 372-2765. Vlade, just stay with us a minute. Nobody move. We're going to be right back with more great dog training tips with the Russian Dog Wizard after this brief station break.
I'm your doggy.
I'm your doggy.
And I love you.
And I love you.
And you know that.
Attention all pet lovers. Do you love your furry pet? Well, I want to introduce to you Paws and Silk, the first all-natural silk-filled pet bedding and apparel line that helps improve your pet's overall health and wellness. Paws and Silk is made using luxurious long-stranded silk and all-natural breathable cotton. Each product will help keep your pet cool and comfortable all year long. Paws and Silk pet beds and coats will also work as a barrier against dust, mites, and other allergens. Not only are they fashionable, but they also don't take on your pet's odor. Better yet, they're even machine washable. So, folks, here's what I want you to do. Visit Paws and Silk website at pawsandsilk.com to learn more about Paws and Silk and their incredible products. That's pawsnsilk.com. You can buy directly from the site, and they even ship all over North America. How easy is that? For more information, go to pawsandsilk.com or call their toll-free number, 877-678-7455.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike toe leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
Treat your furry best friend with a clear conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan-crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy. And the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, a true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats, nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. Enter the offer code RADIO at checkout and save 20% at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
Carol Osborne, and you are listening to Smart Animal Talk. Now, if you've got a pet, any kind of pet, a dog, a cat, a horse, even a chicken, log on to our site, allpawspettalk.com, scroll about halfway down the page, give us your questions, let us know who you'd like to speak to, we'll put you on the air, we'll get your questions answered, so let us know what you'd like to hear about, and we're here to answer those questions for you. And right now, we are back with the Russian dog wizard, Vlade. Welcome back to the show, Vlade.
You're most welcome. It's such a great pleasure to me, for me to be on your show. I'm very honored. So we spoke about the certain tips, which I am advising for the pet owners, that is, especially when they're dealing with pets who are showing some signs of aggression to deal with. And also, I would like to share with them, if you don't mind, three rules. One, two, three rules, which is every doggy mother knows, which is
okay.
Human mother maybe not.
So we've got three rules for every dog mom. What are they, Vlade?
Rule number one, doggy mother never say anything on what she cannot enforce. That's rule number one. Rule number two, dog's mother always enforce what she just said. Rule number three, dog's mother do not repeat. She growls, she snaps, pup sometimes says, ouch, mom licks, and it's all over. Mom doesn't go to the jail because canine society do not have a puppy protection agencies or puppy psychologists on staff. Whatever mama says, it's it. That's ultimate. That's it. And that's the great. I mean, those are the rules people need to follow. Let's give you an example. When puppy is too hard sucking on the mom's nipples, you know, doggy mama growls, and after she snaps, if the puppy don't stop it, and after mama licks, and that's it. That's how they learn. They learn by the consequence of their behavior. They know by the language of yes and no, and the language is bite and lick. Lick and bite. Of course, we cannot lick and bite our dogs, but we can imitate it. That's my technique, comes. I'm using my hand in the shape of the doggy mama teeth, and I'm using acupuncture points to deliver that bite, that snap, which sometimes puppy require. And when I praise my dog or my clients praising their dogs, they're using canine way of approval. High peak in canine society, always associated with happiness. We say, good boy. And the dog is hearing, oh, and the opposite. And the opposite. We don't say no because the most dogs in this country, Dr. Carroll, believe the word no is their nickname. Because it's no matter what you say, it's what you've done. And the no is the English sound, canine sound of disapproval. Needs to imitate growling. So we say, we say that sound in English, in doglish, which is dog language, dog hearing growling, which means or stop it or I'm going to bite you. That's the basic vocabulary. I'm a doglish speaker. I'm speaker doglish, dog language, which I learned from my mute and deaf dog trainer mentor from Russia. Sometimes people who don't know me believe it's a funny. Yeah, I understand. It sounds funny, but boy, it works.
Well, now tell me, what are the most common mistakes that pet owners make that causes them to run into all these behavioral problems that we experience?
Humanization. To be mommy and not the master. Doggy mommy has different rules, which were just discussed. When the dog, when the human confuse democracy with permissiveness and love with indulgence. Dogs will confuse their kindness for weakness. Once they see the weakness in the pet owners, they will show the strength. Once they experience that strength, they're not likely will show some weakness. This is the law of the pet. This is the law of the life. Every leash people.
Yeah, give us an example so that people can understand that a little bit better.
Example is very simple. If you say, if you're repeating your dog certain things, come, 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 and you're not in the position to enforce it. For instance, what I do in my practice, I send my clients in the local hardware store. Sorry, I still have a Michigan accent, I guess. I'm sometimes confusing. But I think at least your Ohio, listeners will understand Michigan accent.
We go to the hardware store, and then what do we do?
We go to the hardware store. Yeah, we're not buying 2x4. Don't worry about that.
Okay.
So we're gonna get the clothesline, the one which we're putting the clothes for drying back in Russia, okay?
In the old days.
And it's got to be very light. And I got to attach a few, maybe 5-6 feet, piece of that rope, like a little piece, attached to the dog collar and let the dog run around my house and dragging that piece of the rope. And it's very important. The rope needs to be light. So, Dr. Keller, I'm not suggesting to get something very thick and heavy rope like for anchoring ships. Sometimes my clients do that to me, get me mad. So it's got to be very light. Otherwise, you know, when you hook that line, some dogs will feel like a girl who just graduated Catholic school because, you know, sudden freedom. So you let them run around with this household line. And, you know, if the dog does something, doesn't come to you or something, how many times does your mama say one time, the dog doesn't come? I make the dog come, I pray so, and I'm not angry. Mama bite, mama lick. You know, we're happy back. So, but I do not say anything I cannot enforce. And I can play with my dog. I can do whatever it is. But if I say something and the dog doesn't, I take it as the personal insult. So, in other words, there is no democracy in the relationship between me and the pet. Dogs do not do democracy well. They need as much democracy as the Russian penguins need underwear in the Moscow winter. So democracy and dogs don't go well. That's my point.
So what you're saying is that because people have humanized pets to the degree that they have, that is part of the problem that is causing a variety of behavioral problems that then people have to seek people like you out to try to solve and resolve.
I will tell you something even more, which will make you think. You know, let's say traditional medicine. You go to that doctor and you say, and it's very close to you because I have a tremendous respect what you're doing. You go to the doctor and just say, you know, I have a, let's say, dry eye. Well, here's your eye drops. Why? I mean, you will feel better. Really? Why do I have a doctor dry eye? Well, we don't know yet. You know what? Why don't you check my hormonal balance? Why don't you do this? No, they don't do that. They don't understand. They want to just address the symptoms, and they're buying short-term results on the long-term consequences.
The points that you're making, I'm sorry to interrupt, are excellent, but we are running out of time. Please tell our pet-loving listeners how they can contact you and find out more about your Russian dog wizard training techniques.
Sure, they can locate me very easily on the internet, which is going to be RussianDogWizard.org, RussianDogWizard.org. They can find a lot of interesting information from my website, a lot of interesting tips, and it's such a great pleasure to be on your show.
And you also have a blog at BeachDogTraining.com.
Yes, BeachDogTraining.com.
So for those of you that have any problems training or with the behavior of your pet, Vlade, the Russian dog wizard, is the man that you want to see. I can't thank you enough for your time with us, Vlade, and I want to thank all of our guests today. I want to thank Stacy from PetsWeekly.com, Scott Stankus from EggCartons.com. Don't forget, chickens make great pets, and Vlade, the Russian dog wizard, .us or .info or .org. I'm your host today, Dr. Carol Osborne with Smart Animal Talk. Stay tuned. We'll be back and we'll join you next week for another version of Smart Animal Talk, a division of the All Paws Pet Talk Radio Network. I'm Dr. Carol Osborne and have a great day.
And anytime you're near,